This is a story about how you can make friends with yourself. Now that may sound a little funny. There are many people who have not made friends with themselves. You see, when you make friends with yourself, you accept and like yourself. And most of all, you have fun because you enjoy yourself. Spoke's learning how to make friends with himself. And he's also learning the dance country swing. If you come with me, we can watch Spokes admiring himself in front of the mirror in his new country outfit. Come on, let's watch and listen to Spokes.
Oh boy, I feel great! Just look at these red boots, my purple shirt, and my blue hat. Boy, I'm gonna be the best country dancer in the whole wide world, Mr. Sharp. Oh boy, this is really, really fun. Let me try a couple of swirls here. A couple of bebops here. Wow! Let me try this again. Here I go.
Poor Spokes. He was spinning faster and faster, and then all of a sudden he lost his balance and bumped into Lisa's record player. The record player slowly came to a grinding halt and stopped playing.
Oh, dear. It looks like I spun myself into trouble. Let's see what's wrong here. Oh, dear. I don't know how to fix anything. I'm not mechanically inclined. Whatever shall I do? I knew I couldn't dance anyway. I'm gonna be in such big, big trouble. I suppose I'd better hide. I don't want to get blamed with this. It wasn't my fault. The record player bumped into me. Well, let's see. I'm always in the bottom drawer. Maybe if I hide in another drawer, well, I'd better hurry. Oh, dear. Ah, I just stubbed my toe.
Have you ever seen a record player that bumped into someone? Well, a Spokes sure does have an imagination. Just imagine a record player that bumped into Spokes. Well, Spokes is trying to avoid accepting responsibility for breaking record player, isn't he? So he's hiding in a drawer, meaning that no one can find him. Have you ever hid when you did something wrong? Well, let's see what happens to Spokes when he's hiding from responsibility. Lisa and Tommy walk into the room. Something seems funny to Lisa. Something isn't quite right. Then she notices the broken record player.
Hey, my record player! It's not playing anymore! Hey, wait a second! Somebody broke it! Somebody's been playing with my record player and now it's broken!
It wasn't me!
Lisa, now you know who it is. It's Spokes. Let's go over and find out what happened. Spokes, you come out of that drawer right now. We know you're in there.
There's nobody in here but me.
Oh, guess what? Spokes is hiding in a different drawer because he thinks we couldn't find him. Spokes, we know you broke the record player and we know you're not in your usual drawer, so come on out.
Oh, dear. I was dancing and the record player bumped into me.
Lisa and Tommy both started to giggle. Why, they had never seen a record player that bumped into someone else. What do you think Spokes is doing? Why, he's making an excuse, and he's not taking responsibility. Lisa just shook her head.
Spokes, it's time for you to come out of the drawer now, because you need to take responsibility for breaking the record player.
At that moment, the friendly mirror started laughing, too, because he thought this had to be one of the funniest things that Spokes had ever done.
Spokes, come on out of the drawer. You're just afraid of things because you think you can't fix the record player. Maybe you can fix it.
Fix the record player? Are you kidding me? I can't even fix myself. What am I going to do? I don't know how to fix anything.
Spokes, it seems to me that you just think you're a failure with mechanical things. And you're not good at it. Is that how you feel?
Well, I don't think I'm bad at it. I know I'm bad at it.
Have you ever tried to fix anything?
I sure have. All I did was make it worse.
You sure do think that you have a problem, but it's really all in your mind. Because you think you can't, you can't.
I don't know if I understand that, friendly mirror. You mean it's not really whether you're good or bad at something, but it's how you think about it?
That doesn't make any sense. Because, for example, I know that I'm not very good at math, and I just can't change that.
Tommy, how do you know you're not good at math?
Well, that's easy. My report card tells me. Anyway, I'm good at sports, so who cares if I'm not good at math?
How do you feel about that?
Oh, it doesn't bother me so much, except when my friends kid me about my math grades. But it's okay. I'm good at sports, even if I am bad at math.
Yeah, I still don't understand this thing about your mind, either. Because I know that when I'm bad at something, I'm just bad. It has nothing to do with what I think about it.
Lisa, what do you mean?
Well, for example, I know I'm not very coordinated. I hate going to gym class because every time I get on something like the balance beam, I fall off before I can even take my second step. And all my friends at school, they call me Crazy Legs because I'm just clumsy. I guess I'll just have to live with it.
You see, Lisa and Tommy and Spokes, what you've all done is that you've decided in your mind that you're not good at something, and you continually work to prove that to yourself.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense at all.
You doesn't make any sense to me.
That's because you're letting yourself be limited by what you think. You see, what you think is very, very important. It's almost as important as what you do, because what you think determines how you feel about yourself. Let's take you again, Spokes.
What do you mean? When I was dancing, I thought everything was okay. I didn't think I was going to bump into that old record player anyway.
Okay, when you were dancing, did you feel you could be a good country dancer?
I was the best country dancer in the whole wide world.
Were you feeling sharp?
I sure was until that stupid old record player bumped into me.
Now, wait a second before we get to the record player. While I was watching you dance, you were feeling good, and you believed you were good. Isn't that true?
I sure did.
So you broke the record player, you started to believe that you weren't very sharp. Didn't I hear you say that?
I think it was those stupid heels on those cowboy boots that made it all happen to me.
Spokes, you're putting the blame on all the wrong things. There's only one thing to look at. What is that?
I'm looking at it. The broken record player.
Hey, that makes sense to me. When Spokes thought he was doing good, he was doing good. But when he wasn't sure of himself, he believed going to do badly. Sure enough, he did. Hey, maybe the mind has something to do with it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Spokes, now that makes sense. You were doing really well in country swing because you thought you were doing well. You see, Spokes, it's all in how you think about it.
That's right, Lisa and Tommy. You see, how you think about things affects your actions, your feelings, and every ability you have.
What's an ability?
Well, an ability is something that you're able to do. You might not even know about it. It's a gift, say, talent. For example, Tommy, you might be good at singing. Or, Spokes, you might be good at fixing things. Or, Lisa, I bet Lisa would be just great on a balance beam.
If ability is something you're able to do, that means I had the ability to break the record player, right?
Well, you didn't necessarily have the ability to break the record player, but you really believed that you couldn't do anything well.
Oh, you mean I thought I could do well, but in the back of my mind, I really didn't think I could?
I think that's pretty true, folks, because when you broke the record player, you just gave up, and you thought you were going to fail. You see, folks, you think of yourself as always failing.
Me?
Look at you. When you failed, what was the first thing you thought of?
Well, I realized I wasn't a very good dancer, and I couldn't even fix the record player after I broke
it. So you went and hid in the drawer, right, Spokes?
Well, I suppose so.
Then you just whined and complained, right?
Yeah.
So you see, when you failed, you just complained about it. You let the record player affect you.
Well, I knew that when you came home, I was going to be in very big trouble. Oh, dear.
Oh, boy, I think we'd better talk a little more about this. Let's talk again about self-image.
Self-image?
Self-image? Now, what does that mean?
Come here and take a look at yourself in the friendly mirror.
So Lisa, Tommy, and Spokes lined up in front of the mirror to take a good look at themselves. This is fun, thought Tommy and Lisa. It's fun to really look at yourself in the mirror. Well, Spokes think it was very much fun, though.
Do I have to look at myself?
Yes, folks. It's very good to look at yourself. There's nothing wrong with looking at you. But see, the thing is to make friends with yourself, to like what you see.
Lisa looked at herself in the mirror. She didn't like what she saw. Why, she didn't like it at all.
I don't like to look at myself. Just look at my long legs. Crazy legs. Now I can see why everybody calls me Crazy Legs. Why, I don't even know how to put one foot in front of the other sometimes. I'm so clumsy.
And just look at me, Mr. Mew. I call myself Droopy. Look at my antennas. They all flop down. Even my nose points down. Whatever shall I do?
Yeah, I don't like to look at myself either. I mean, I know I'm good at sports, but look at all these freckles all over my face. Everybody thinks I'm just a little kid. And my red hair, I don't like it.
Okay, you see, you have to like yourself to do anything. You really have to make friends with yourself. So let's try it all over again. Lisa, come back in front of the mirror and look at yourself. And Lisa, make friends with yourself.
Make friends with myself? That's the craziest idea I ever heard of. Oh, all right. I'll try. Friendly Mirror, do you mean making friends with yourself has something to do with self-image?
Yes, indeed. Making friends with yourself means liking yourself. And your self-image is all the good things you see in yourself.
Oh, well, I guess I do like myself. I mean, I'm tall, and I'm fun to be with, and everybody I know says I tell good jokes. And, well, my legs are long, but you know what, Friendly Mirror? I probably could do a lot better in my gym class. I just have to believe I can do it, right, Friendly Mirror?
Right you are, Lisa. It's all up to you. It's your self-image. It's how you see yourself. Tommy, what about you?
Well, I don't think I'm ever going to get rid of these freckles or this red hair. But not very many people have freckles or red hair, so maybe I am kind of cute.
Oh, boy, here we go.
It's true, I could be cute.
That's not bad, Tommy. You've got to make friends with yourself. If you don't like yourself, nobody will.
Hey, you're forgetting about me. What can I do?
Spokes, come on out in front of the mirror. What do you see?
Oh, dear, not very much, I'll tell you that. I see this funny-looking creature. Big nose, droopy antennas, and just look at my feet. Size 15 shoe I take. That's a lot of trouble.
Spokes, please make friends with yourself. Take a look again and see the things you like about yourself.
Well, I think I got a nice smile, a good set of teeth, and when I wear this outfit and hat, I think I look really sharp.
Lisa, what does self-image mean to you?
Well, I guess it means the feelings I have about myself. Like how I like myself and how I see myself. That's what self-image is.
And you, Tommy, what else about self-image?
Well, self-image to me means what I can do. It means if I believe I can do math, then I can probably do math. And if I believe I can play baseball, then I can play baseball.
Spokes, what does self-image mean to you?
Well, I think it's the way I see myself. I mean, really see myself. If I think I can fix things, then I can. Take the record player, for instance. I didn't think I could fix it. But maybe if I took a little more time to see what broke, maybe I could figure out a way to fix it. Or I could even ask for Tommy's help.
That's very good, Spokes, Tommy and Lisa. Proud of you. What you've discovered is that your self-image affects all your actions, your feelings, and the way you behave. You act the way you think about yourself. When you feel good about yourself, you do better at everything.
You mean I could even fix the record player if I thought I could?
You bet. Now let's start with Lisa. Lisa, you say the kids in school call you Crazy Legs?
Yeah. Well, I guess I can see why. Because I do have crazy legs. I mean, one leg just falls in front of the other, and I always fall down. It's awful, Friendly Mirror. I get so embarrassed.
People call you crazy legs because you aren't doing well in your gym class. How can you change the way you feel about your class?
Well, I guess the first thing I'd like to change is, well, I guess I'd have to start liking my gym class because I hate it. I hate it, I hate it, I hate even going there.
Lisa, that's exactly where you need to start. Tell me how you could turn gym class around to be a place you like.
Well, I guess I would have to go to the gym class and instead of thinking of how embarrassed I'm going to be, I could think of how much fun I'll have. I mean, like Friendly Mirror, you know what? When nobody's there and I go in after school, I have a lot of fun on the balance beam and the horse. And I guess when everybody else is there, I guess I'm just afraid that I'm going to get crazy legs and fall again.
So, Lisa, it seems to me that if you can have fun by yourself, you can have fun and do well when the other kids are there.
It's in her mind. That's exactly where it is. It's all in her mind.
Well, yeah, maybe it is.
Right you are. Tell me, how about you?
Oh, no, don't tell me that all that math is in my mind, because I'm not good at it any time. Not in the morning, not in the afternoon, and not at night.
Okay, let's look at that. You think you're not good at math. Tommy, how much energy have you put into math?
Energy? I hate going to that class. I try to get out of it any time I can. That's why I sit in the back of the room, because I don't have to listen and I won't be called on. I bring other books so I can read something interesting. Math is so boring.
It seems to me, Tommy, that you set it up so you won't do very well at math, no matter what happens.
Well, sometimes I try, and I still don't do well.
Tommy, how much do you really try?
Well, I guess not very much, because I don't think I'm good, and I don't want to fail at it, so I just don't try.
Tommy, your self-image is that of not being good at math.
Yeah, I guess I think that that's an ability that I don't have, so I guess that I'm just not good at math.
Now, if we changed it around, Tommy, could you be good at math?
Probably. I could at least do better.
Yeah, but you know, this is all in our minds again. I mean, this isn't even real. It doesn't even make any sense.
Okay, let's try it with Spokes. Let's try a real situation. Here's what we're going to do. Spokes, you get to be the star of this show.
Oh, boy.
Now, in this show, Spokes, you're going to be the star. And you're coming into the room where Tommy and Lisa are having troubles with their record player. Now, you happen to be the brightest mechanical expert around.
Boy, I'm starting to feel better already.
Spokes, you're so bright in the field of mechanics that people are calling you for blocks and blocks just to come over and fix little things that break down. Now, Lisa and Tommy are playing the record player, and it stops, and they need your help. So let's start the scene. Are you ready, Spokes?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and Tommy, are you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Spokes, are we ever glad to see you. Well, we were sitting here listening to the record player, and all of a sudden it broke, and, well, we really need to learn how to sing this song, and if we don't have any music, well, we can't practice.
Boy, oh boy, let me see. I can always fix record players. That's one of the things I like to do. Oh, dear. I really don't think I can fix this record player. I'm just not the mechanical type.
Spokes, listen to what you just said. You said you're just not the mechanical. When you change your self-image, Spokes, you change the way you feel and act.
Well, maybe I really am mechanically inclined. I'm starting to feel a little better.
Hey, Spokes, I hear you can fix anything. They say you're great at mechanical things.
Why, I am great! I am the best there is in this neighborhood. What seems to be the problem, Tommy?
Well, we're really stuck. We need your help. I just don't know what happened. The record player was playing, and all of a sudden it stopped.
Oh, boy. I guess they really do need me. Nobody has ever really needed me. Step aside. Let me see what the problem is here. Oh, dear. Oh, dear, I can't do this. What will I do?
I don't know how to fix this.
Remember, Spokes, you change your self-image and you can change your possibilities and everything you can do. Think of yourself as being the mechanical type.
Well, let me come over and take a look at the problem and see what's going on here.
Oh, Spokes, we're really happy to have you helping us.
Yeah, you're really good at this.
Well, let's see. This wire is positive, and this wire is negative. I think if I put it in... Hey, wait a minute. I don't even know what positive or negative means. I'll never be able to fix this, oh dear.
Spokes, listen to yourself talk. You're telling yourself you can't do it. You're telling yourself that you can never do it. Change your thoughts, and you can change the way you feel and act.
Spokes decided that he could fix the cord. He listened to the mirror very carefully. Why, he could be the mechanical type. He could think about himself differently. With his new confidence, Spokes walked over to the record player. He noticed that the rec player plug was pulled out of the wall. Oh, that's easy to spot, Spokes. He put the plug back in the wall, and the record player started playing again. Spokes stood up very proudly, for he had just fixed the record player.
Well, I made a simple adjustment to fix your electrical connection to power your record player.
Spokes, you're great!
Spokes, you're amazing!
Yes, Spokes, you did a great job of putting the plug back in the wall.
Hey, you know something? I never realized I had so many talents. I feel really good about helping others. Well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out and buy me a toolbox so I can fix all the things around here. I'm going to keep all your toys, the record player, and everything in this house in ship shape. I am a mechanic.
Spokes went out to buy a toolbox. You see, Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa realized that when you change how you feel about yourself, you can also change what you can do. How about you? Can you change the way you think about yourself? Can you make friends with yourself? How about right now? Are you a good friend to yourself? It's important to be friends with yourself because you can discover many new and exciting things about yourself. Just like Spokes, he discovered that he can fix things. And you too can do many, many things, more than you can ever imagine. So make friends with yourself. Why, you're a lot of fun to be with. Now, Friendly Mirror, can you tell us what we need to remember?
Sure. Now, Spokes, Tommy, Lisa, boys and girls, take out your growth cards and read the friendly lessons with us. First, let's start with our special word.
Our first special word is friends.
That's right. And our friendly lesson is, when I make friends with myself, I myself. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I make friends with myself, I like myself. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I make friends with myself, I like myself.
One more time.
When I make friends with myself, I like myself.
That's great.
Now, our second special word is feel.
Our friendly lesson is when I feel good about myself, I feel good about other people. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. When I feel good about myself, I feel good about other people. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
When I feel good about myself, I feel good about other people.
One more time.
When I feel good about myself, I feel good about other people.
Now, our third special word is self-image.
And our friendly lesson is, my self-image affects the way I feel and act. Now, boys and girls, I'll repeat our friendly lesson again. My self-image affects the way I feel and act. Now, I want you to say our friendly lesson with Spokes, Tommy, and Lisa. All together now.
My self-image affects the way I feel and act.
One more time.
My self-image affects the way I feel and act.
Very good. Now you boys and girls can create your own world. And we all want you to have a happy day.
Yeah. Bye. Ho, ho, ho. Happy day.